Welcome, listeners, to Top Talks with me, Dan Johnson. Today, my guest is Ivan Doherty, a photographer. Welcome, Ivan.
Thank you, Dan.
What are the biggest challenges you face when conducting a shoot?
Invariably, it's people. They are your biggest friend, and they're your worst enemy at an event. They form the event, and they make the event shots. But these days, when you're shooting a wedding, for example, a shot of the bride and groom walking down the aisle with the guests looking on adoringly is quite rare, because these days it's accompanied with 30 or 40 smartphones being poked in the face too.
There must be an art in deciding how much to alter each photo.
There is. It's a very specialist area, and one can very easily spoil a photograph with over-processing. There's also the issue faced with the actual authenticity of a photograph and changing in the digital age. My argument to that is that the altering of photographs has always been around. There's two very famous shots out there of James Dean and Marilyn Monroe. Very famous shots. Everybody will have seen them. Both of them were altered in the darkroom. So what's happening now is the darkroom is being replaced by post-image processing, digitally.
Could you talk about trying to win business?
Winning business these days is becoming increasingly challenging. Everybody is a photographer. Everybody has a smartphone. A lot more people are trying to get into photography because the barriers and the cost to entry are a lot lower. And so a lot of new photographers offer to do shoots for free, which impacts professionals quite dramatically, of course. The other issue is one of stock photography. Now, stock photography are websites that hold tens of thousands of ready-made images that can be selected and bought at very low cost. A typical stock photograph could cost you anywhere between $5 and $25. Some of the more popular ones can be $100. So it's a way for photographers to make money. But it's also a hindrance. Many businesses themselves actually don't need to hire a photographer because they can simply go to a stock website and select the images that they want.
Do you see any cultural differences in the appreciation of photography in different countries?
When I first came to Japan, I believed that how Japanese looked at photographs was very different from a Western perspective, in that they concentrated more on the technical aspects of the photograph, such as how sharp the photograph was, how it was composed, or how strong the colors were. But I've since changed my opinion. I think a strong image is a strong image, and that crosses all cultural and societal boundaries. Where the difference lies, I think, is more with the individual. So each, whether one is Japanese or from a Western culture, I think it's important that the individual pick out certain aspects of a photograph that they like.
Well, thank you for talking with us today, Ivan.
It's been fun, Dan. Thanks.
Questions. Number 26. What are Ivan's feelings regarding the alteration of photographs? Number 27. What is one point Ivan makes regarding the business aspect of photography?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。